Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, friends. We are so excited to start our weekly Thursday candidacy preparation training for your ordination and your consecration. We do ask that you put your phone on mute because we'll pick up all background sounds and it'll make it very difficult for us to hear one another. I am putting you on live, and if you have a question, you can text it to my phone number, 610-701-4303. You're also at liberty to speak by just taking your phones off of mute, and then you will be live. But when you're not speaking, we do ask that you let your phones remain on mute. We're excited for this 2018 candidate for the work of the ministry. We have had our monthly meetings. We've had our training for our garment, and I'm sure you have questions. You've been in your process for a while now. You have completed some phases. We're going to review the phases that should have been completed. If you have any questions about them, you can ask them at this time. It would be great if you text it to my phone, and that way I can make sure I pick up the question from the person. And if we're not able to do it during the class, because we only have an hour, then I'll make sure I will follow up with it. We would like to start our session with prayer. We always ask that the male leaders lead us in prayer. So we're asking you to start us out in prayer, Bishop.
Is Bishop on?
Oh, Pastor Hook. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Can you open us up in prayer?
Yes.
Amen.
Mighty majestic God, Father, Lord, and King, we bless you and we thank you for this time, Lord God, for this day. Heavenly Father, for life, health, and strength, Lord God, we praise and glorify you, Lord God, for your majesty, for your mercy, for your loving kindness, your grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for choosing us, oh God, on this, Lord God, and for this time of ordination and consecration. We honor you, Lord God, for the sanctification of our souls, oh God, and for the glorification of our anointings, our offices, our gifts, and our callings. God, we exalt and celebrate you, oh Heavenly Father, not just with our hands, not just with our lives, oh God, but we celebrate you, O Lord God, with our giftings, O God. And we just glorify you, Heavenly Father, for who you are, God, and for what you're doing, Lord Jesus, even before our eyes. Thank you for choosing us, O Heavenly Father. You knew who we were, Lord God.
Yes.
You knew what we would do, and you chose us anyway, God. And we bless you, and we thank you, Lord God. We praise you for our salvation, Lord God, which is secure, Lord God, and confirmed in the blood of Christ Jesus and in the fulfilling, Lord God, of his destiny, Lord God, to be born to die. And we honor you, Lord God, for it. Lord God, bless these ministers, these servants, oh God, and these candidates in the name of Jesus. Empower them in their process, oh God, and elevate, Lord God, even our prayer life as well as their prayer life, their consecration, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and their preparation through this process, Heavenly Father. We crown you with glory, O God, even as you crown us and crown them, O Heavenly Father, with your glory. And we praise you and we bless you for it, Lord God. Abide in the midst of this meeting in the name of Jesus as you word our mouths, O Heavenly Father, and order our steps, God. May we be hearers, Lord God, and doers of every word and mandate that is released, O God. Bless the obedience of your children. And we bless you and
yes.
We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And since we have Pastor Hooks on the line, we will just do a brief review of the garment questions that we had from the garment training. We want to go over just some details that Pastor was giving us a great overview. There's some details that we do want to make sure that everyone is aware of. One of the things I would like to recommend for all of our candidates, and it is a part of your books, Helpful Tools. These, maybe it isn't and it should be, These Are the Garments. It's by C.W. Fleming, C.W. Fleming, F-L-E-M-M-I-N-G, and it's a wonderful study on the Levitical garments. We want to review some of the dress codes that are going to be necessary for you at the conference. And one of them is going to be different for those that have been ordained previously. What we are asking everyone to do, and you can look at your list of garments for your you already have. These need to be turned in along with any new items that you are going to be adding to your vestments, excuse me, because everyone is going to march in on with their black clergy shirt, and your collar is going to be put on you in a service that is before the main service. And we're going to go over what that day is going to look like so that you can kind of get an idea of the kind of, you know, packing and planning the wardrobe that you're going to be needing. But everyone must have the items on the list, and they must be turned in with the exception of your clergy shirt and the collar. These things you're going to bring down to the 10 a.m. service that's going to start on that Saturday, anointing, communion, and you at that point are going to have the collars put upon you. And so everything else will be turned in. We will get a schedule out to you as to when to turn your garments in when you come on location at the hotel. And that's information that we will give. Yes, sir. Yes.
I just wanted to add, especially for those individuals who this is their first time, everything that you are turning in, please label it with diligence. Over-label if you so desire, putting it in packages, Ziploc bags, whatever you want to put it in with your name and any other pertinent information. I don't know if they also require in the office. I can't remember. But please label it, any jewelry. Well, I guess it's for your collar. That's the only jewelry. But I guess other if pastors have their jewelry. Label your boxes, label your bags, label whatever you are bringing it in, label your the bag that your cassock is in, your suit bag. Please just make sure you label it. You cannot label it enough. We just want to make sure nothing gets lost or confused or anything like that.
Amen. And we've also found in the past that if you put your smaller items, and even if you put them in a Ziploc bag, label the bag. Even if you label what's in it, label what the bag on what's in it. And all of these things are going to be checked in, and you will sign of the items that you've turned in, and we will sign verifying that we received them, and then they will go to be consecrated. And that way, when we get into the service, everybody in every office is going to have the same items put upon them. So we want to make sure that as you procession in, you're going to be uniformed in all black. Your shoes must be black with no embellishments. Women are asked to wear dark stockings or stockings that's flesh color, and that will be fine. Skirt and or dress, as long as the collar is available. There, when you go shopping, you're going to find a lot of different combinations of things. Sometimes it's a half vest that you can put under your dress that the collar comes up. And so there's some different things you may see out there. And if you have a question about it, just know that the final look should look like you in all black with a collar and your the black around collar around your neck. We're asking that women only jewelry is your wedding ring or your covenant ring. Those that have from the covenant service have rings that you can wear, your covenant ring, and earrings that lay upon your ear, nothing that's hanging or dangling from your ear. One of the questions we had last week as it relates to the cassock, and we did explain that it should be long. It should be long, come to your ankle, but it can be zipped, button, snapped, or Velcro. And so all of those are at your discretion. But again, make sure it's fitted to a point where it will be loose on top of your full dress. This dress code is also a part of what we are asking individuals that will come on your behalf. Some people have clergy that they want to be a part of their service. They have to come fully dressed, and their name should be turned in by the end of June, name, title, and contact information so that they can be apprised of that which is going to be required of them. Each person has someone that's going to speak or stand for them, and we'll get into more detail exactly of what they're going to do. But women must not be in pants. Women must not be in pants. Okay. For those that are being ordained as teachers, there is a stole that is required, and we will give you that particular information individually so that you can be aware of the cost of that. I'm going down my list. We will in more detail go over the office colors for the prayer shawl. Your person who is going to speak for you, everything is due by June 30th. That gives us time to plan, to consecrate, and to contact and train and prepare those that will be a part of the service. Okay. Are there any questions, any other questions about the garment? Anything you would like to recap? Pastor.
I had a question. You said if anyone was coming will be a part of the ceremony in there, they should come and bring their clergy garments?
They should wear their clergy garments, and they would procession in with visiting clergy. But we need to know who they are so that a seating arrangement will be sufficient. But whatever their office is and whatever they wear as it relates to that office, if they wear it, they may procession in. Okay? So we have some few things that we want to recap. I'm going to look at the phases that you've already started. The committee that should be on the phone that is committed to your process includes Bishop Isaac, Pastor Hooks, Prophet Michael, Dr. Arlett, Elder Arlett, Pastor Marlett, Minister LaTanya, Elder Deborah, myself, Elder Sharita, and Elder Yvette, even though we understand that she's really busy with her elevation. So, yes, Elder Deborah. So there, from time to time, we'll also share with you on our weekly meetings. We have some topics that we want to get out to you, but we wanted this meeting to be one for questions that you might have. You have done most of your paperwork, and so as a result, we want to encourage those that haven't turned it in to do so. And if you are struggling with anything, to let us know what it is, contact me at 630-701-4303. We had shared with you last week, digressing, sorry, about the patches that go on your tippet. There is an AEN patch that is available for purchase. If you want one, you need to contact me so that we can get it to you before the consecration, because you do have to affix it on your tippet. So prayerfully, we will be able to make arrangements to do that. That patch is $25. Okay. All right. So we want to look at what you've turned in to date, your ordination application. Honestly, there's two people that still need to do that. We know who you are. And your fee. Your personality test and your gift assessment, we encourage you to have it with you when we have these meetings. So particularly the meetings that will go over these two assessments to give you direction and give you insight as to really some of the other questions that were asked, your mission, your vision, what the ministry God has called you to, defining it based on scripture, all of these things we will review, and we will review them based on your personality test and summary, and your gift assessment. The relational intimacy questionnaire and emotional status is the last thing that was outstanding that you needed to turn in. And we do have some that have not done that. If there is a problem with the wording or you don't understand exactly what is being asked, we ask that you, again, contact us. And we would be more than happy to share that. This information helps you to uncover some things about yourself. Sometimes we're not aware of things, and then at other times we don't really know how to articulate it. But when these assessments are required and we giving them thought, in the presence of Holy Spirit, He will definitely give us insight, understanding, and He will also give us revelation, you know, for particularly those that aren't sure about some things. Doing these assessments will bring that to light. There is a form that asked about your fruit, and you were to do a fruit inspection, and we're going to ask that you keep that because we're going to do one based on some specific criteria, and you're going to need to make that assessment. So these things that you're doing, don't do them and set them aside, but keep them current with you when you come to these meetings. I encourage you to have a notebook that you're keeping this stuff in on your computer that's easily accessible so that you can make reference to these and to ask questions. We were given our scriptural preparation from prophet, speaking the call, speaking to Isaac in Jacob, Isaiah 9:8-21. Throughout the call, you will be assigned one of the areas worthy, walking, and wrestling, and you will be required to bring 7 minutes on the phone with your accountability partner on these areas. I encourage you to pick the one that you want, and so far I have one, and they will be our first presenters, will be Brother Dr. Arlette and Minister Cecily Miles, warring and worshiping. They will bring that to us on May 17th. So they will be up May 17th. So if you and your partner has a request, a particular one, then you can give it. If not, we will assign.
Damn!
Hello. Okay. Okay, please repeat. The topics come from speaking to the Isaac in Jacob, Isaiah 9:8-21. And the topic, the first one is worthy, and this is all on your package for due dates, and this information is there coming out of Genesis, Revelation, promise, and provision. And then the second is walking, out of Genesis 31:17, journey, walking it out, God has your back, and then wrestling, Genesis 32, wage war for your destiny works. So those are the three areas that will be presented by you during our time together on Thursday. We will also, and she'll bring it, Elder Deborah will bring the assignments as it relates to those for council. Okay? So just in reviewing, if you have not turned in something, please do. If you've done it, please keep it available at the phone call so you can make notes on it. And be sure to review if you see during this process that some of your answers or what the answers you have to some of these requests has changed. It's deepened. It's got a better clarity. By all means, you may update it. What you will end up having is actually a portfolio. There are some of you that are required to do a portfolio, and we will go over yours at a later date, but all of this information is a part of what would establish your portfolio.
Overseer?
Yes, sir.
I just want to allow some space to just remind everybody to put their phones on mute and if I could ever so lovingly yet in authority declare that whoever that was to please repent.
Amen. Okay, I'm not going to say something. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Okay. We also want to, you know, be mindful. You are being prepared to be leaders. And there are some things that you're going to have to take the initiative for, and there are some things that are going to be required of you that you may not feel before other people or whatever, but because of to whom much is given, much will be required. So, Bishop, Prophet, did you want to share the spiritual, scriptural preparation? It's a 2 or 3 second delay.
Sure, I can.
From when
Let me pull it up. Yeah,
yes,
sorry
sir.
About that. You just want me kind of go over what we had previously talked about,
or
just how to prepare
so
to for the time of consecration.
Yeah.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
No. I just some didn't hear. Some seemed to, you know, not be aware of, so we're just going to review everything that's been given so far, and that's the first thing.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, I have it overseas. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, so we looked at the concept that Israel was always in Jacob and identifying that the gift of God is in you and there is a greater you in you, and that process we are encouraging you to embrace. And so our point of consecration will look at Genesis 31. It will also look at Genesis 31, 17 through 24, and Genesis 28, 12 through 22. So we want to look at first the revelation process, understanding that God wants to reveal to you your name change. He wants to reveal what's in you and what he desires to do through you. And then we want to look at that wrestling process. And then we want to look at the walking process, how we begin to walk it out. And then we look at that worthy process, really embracing the concept that he found you worthy in spite of you.
Right.
And I was neglectful in getting you the information on paper, but I would definitely have it to Elder Sharita by Tuesday, and you can kind of have it written out, the scriptures, because we did read them out of a different version that we just hope will be a concept for that. So, and then I do want to just apologize. I'm at work, and I thought I put the phone completely on mute, and I work with a special group of people. And that was my client in the background talking. So you apologize. You apologize for that, right?
It's him. I'm sorry for my name. It's because I get too excited about basketball. The Cleveland don't get these guys here.
All righty then, Cleveland Cavaliers. All right. Thank you so much, Prophet. Okay. So that is the scriptural teaching that's going to go on every week by a team, you and your accountability partner. So we have our first team coming up in May 17th. It is Dr. Arlette and Minister Cecily Miles. I'm afraid I'm doing her name justice. Okay. All right, so now some details that I'm sure all of you want to hear. as it relates to the when, where, how, what, why. All right. So, Minister Sharita, Elder Sharita?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. You want to give them their the conference information?
Sure. Okay, so actually, the early bird registration for the conference, the that sale ends today, and that is $65 per person, and it includes one complimentary banquet ticket, and then the banquet only price for your guests is $35. And the conference is going to be held Thursday, August 16th through Sunday, August 19th at the Hyatt Regency Schaumburg, 1800 East Gold Road in Schaumburg, Illinois, 60173. Again, that's the Hyatt Regency Schaumburg, 1800 East Gold Road, Schaumburg, Illinois, 60173. So if you haven't registered for the early bird fee, we encourage you to do that today. You can actually register on the Eventbrite site, which is www.eventbrite.com under LFC Apostolic Ecumenical Network. And also, if you have not reserved your hotel room, they are filling up fast, and we do. It is mandatory for all of the candidates to attend the conference, so we encourage you to reserve your room now. Again, all you have to do is just provide your credit card information and an email address. It does not charge your credit card, and you can book your room through the reservation hotline link at https://book.passkey.com/go/laborers, LODOURES, with Christ 2018, or you can book your hotel room through the ministry by calling 773-779-2900. And again, we do not charge your credit card. It will actually be charged the day of when you arrive at the hotel, or you can use another method of payment for your hotel room.
Elder, can you repeat that first email address that you gave for registration?
Yes, I can. You can register at Eventbrite, which is, hold on one second.
Oh.
It's www.eventbrite.com. That's the website. And then you're going to go under LFC, then dash Apostolic Ecumenical Network.
Now, when you say, is the word bright, like B, like boy?
It's event, eventbrite.com.
Thank you.
Okay, and I just wanted to say the address is Golf Road, G-O-L-F.
Okay. Okay, I'm not sure what I said in the beginning. Did I say Golf? I meant Gold Road. Did I say Golf Road?
It's Golf Road? Yes. G-O-L-F.
Okay.
Yes. And all of this information is available to you in Elder Sharita's updates. And when she emails you those reminders and things like that, you can definitely find it as a part of that. And we will, you know, we don't want to use our time. It's specific questions like that, if you can, text them to me, okay? We have like 40 people on the line, and so we definitely, you know, want to be able to address everyone's concerns. So we definitely, if you text it, we will definitely make sure you get the information. And so now I'm going to go over briefly what your conference is going to look like. again, so that you can make preparation. It is a 3-day ordination track. It is mandatory for those that are being licensed, ordained, and elevated. Group one candidates are required to attend all 3 days of the track. There are some individuals that have group two candidates. You can exchange some class time during our weekly time and at the ordination conference. You can trade some class time and be able to opt out of a specific class, and go to the general session for the classes that are going on in the general body of the conference. This event, these 3 days, it is very much a part of your final assessment. Accountability partners are asked to participate, but they're not required. But we do ask that you come in support of your candidate as often as you can. We understand that some have obligations and some have to be in their own. And so we do understand that. Again, you will need to invite a person to speak on your behalf. This information we should have by June 30th. You should make sure you let your witness know clearly no pants are allowed. They will not be able to go forth if they women are dressed in pants. Okay. So on that Thursday, which is the opening session, it will be an introduction. All our classes will start promptly at 9:00. We have our own separate area. You will be required to be there at 9:00 a.m. Classes will go through to the noon hour. There will be a break for a lunch, and then you come back after lunch for another 2 hours. There is a variety of things being presented to you, being shared, dialogue, debates, role-playing. There's quite a bit of information is going to be shared with you during these times. The Friday class, the afternoon session will end at 4:00, and that is when you will have your examination. The examination will consist of 5 questions for each candidate. You will be asked these questions verbally, to be answered verbally before the council of approximately 12 individuals, and your answer will be assessed by 2 people. And this is also a part of your final assessment. These questions that you are going to be asked are going to be the questions that your accountability partner turns in. These 5 questions are due July 31st to me so that they may be reviewed for appropriateness and prepared so that we can go forth during the examination. These questions, which is why it's important that you have this relationship with your accountability partner, and I'm going to go through the rest of your day, and then we're going to turn it over into the hands of Elder Deborah, who's going to share some information about your accountability partners and the accountability portion of your process. So that Friday, it will take as long as it takes, but we'll start at 4:00. You will be asked those questions. There's one final question that is asked to everyone, including the council and accountability partners they are a part of. And they will have to answer the question as well that is given to us by the apostle. this question is a bonus one. And this is a place, the area, that you can recoup some points if for any reason you have lost points based on our point system, which we will go over in more detail at a later time. And actually, I will give it to you, but I don't want to cloud your mind with that now. Then on that Saturday morning, starting at 10 a.m., you will assemble back into our area with your civic, with your all black, your collar, your clergy, and you will bring your collars, and they will be put on you. You will receive communion, anointing, foot washing, and there will be the prophetic prayer over you as you then prepare to proceed procession in. This service should take approximately an hour. At 11:30, the doors will open for your guests. They can start coming in and sitting down in the sanctuary, preparing for the service. You will processional in at 12:45. Everyone is to be downstairs by 11:45 so that they may be lined up properly. The area we will designate for you, and there will be individuals that will help direct so that you know where these different things are going to take place. When you come down, I encourage you, you cannot carry anything in your hand when you go into the service. And so as a result, no purses, no hanky, no anything. Everything that you are going to have is going to be in there already. Your Bibles, your prayer shawls, that sort of thing will be in there. There will obviously be those that will help attend to the needs as it relates to water or tissues or that sort of thing. But you're not to have anything in your hand. Again, make sure you put your phone on mute. Make sure your phone is on mute so we don't hear the wrong conversation. All right. At that time, when you procession in, the service is set, and we ask that there's no walking from the candidacy area. Once you come in, that's it. Then after the service, at 5:30, around the 5:30 hour, there is a one-hour picture set. Everyone has to participate with their garments on. This is how we document what we do and who is a part of it. So you will meet for a photo shoot for approximately 1 hour. And that's just to organize people, get them together, different groupings, and that sort of thing. And again, you will be given direction as to where this will take place. After the photo shoot, you're then free to go and get your white tie affair garments on. You do not keep your clergy on. You can go and get your formal affair, and you would meet down the banquet in the pavilion. Will start seating at 6:30. So that's pretty much what your day is going to look like. Your guests that are coming just for the ordination, they do not have to pay anything. They can just come and enjoy and support you. Your guests that are coming for the banquet must have a banquet ticket, and the deadline for those banquet tickets. For the discount for the banquet ticket is today. So you need to pay on Eventbrite or send your credit card information to apostles. If you're wanting to secure banquet tickets, just single banquet tickets, the deadline is July 30th. We must know our numbers. There are those that are required to get at least 5 banquet tickets, and so that we may meet our requirements.
Overseer, can I?
Yes.
Yes. For those individuals, like you said, that are getting 5 or any or a table or anything like that, is this the last day we can get it at that discount? So if we get it after today, it is at the other price per ticket?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Mhm. Absolutely. Good question. Any more questions? Again, we will review this information from time to time as we go, at least on a monthly basis. If there are any changes, we will certainly try to make sure that you are made aware of them immediately. I can't stress enough for you to check your email. We definitely do our communication based on emails, and that is of paramount importance for you to get all of the information you need is going to come to you in email form, generally speaking. And so I'm going to turn the floor over to Elder Deborah if there's no more questions. And if you have anything that you feel wasn't met, answers today, you can text me. Not a problem. Okay? So,
Overseer,
Elder Deborah? Yes.
Overseer? Hi,
yes.
Sonia. Question for you. What is the price of the tickets for children? For the banquet
the
only.
Price.
Oh, so it's $35
for
each child. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you got some grandkids coming.
Oh, yes.
Huh?
12 and over. Are they under
12?
12?
Yes.
They're under 12 or over?
Yeah. I have 3 or 4 grandkids under 12. They're like 6, 8, and 2.
We will get that information out to you.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
And also, if there's a special need that you have for your dietary, you must let Apostle know by the 31st of July. Okay? All right. Elder Deborah?
Okay, thank you. Good evening. Just wanted to say a few things regarding accountability, that I have gotten some of the evaluations in. It looks like there may be about 8 or 9 that have been turned in, but only by a select number of people. When I say select, meaning you know who you are. So I don't want to, front anybody out who hasn't turned in any evaluations, but please, please, because this gives us an opportunity to see what we can do better, what's working, what's not working, if there are problems in contacting or being contacted by your accountability partner or the availability of the candidate, please let us know. But as of right now, have 3 folks who've sent in multiple months. And I know that there are more than 3 accountability partners out there. So I would just ask that you would please let us know what the problem is, what the, if there are any concerns that are preventing you getting that information back. That information would be sent to Overseer. Thank you for those who have been diligent and getting that information back. I really do appreciate that. We appreciate that. And for those of you who haven't, please get that information in. There are 4, I believe, Overseer, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I believe there are 4 emerging ministers, elders, who were part of the process last year. So that right now you would have been an candidate last year, and now you would be an accountability partner. What I would like, we have 9 minutes left. Overseer, you can tell me if I'm pushing it. There are 9 minutes left as I'm looking at the telephone call. I would like you to just share just some reflections on either side of the aisle, being a candidate and now being an availability partner, accountability partner. I'm not looking for anything long. The reason why I'm kind of doing it impromptu is because I feel like, you know, you should be able to give a ready answer. If you went through 6 or 7 months of being the candidate last year and now you're a couple months in as the accountability partner, there should be something that you could share, maybe, you know, with somebody on the line who might encourage them, with an accountability partner who, you know, maybe finding themselves in a situation where it may be going better than expected or not as well as expected. We don't really know. That's why those evaluations are critical. So if there is someone on the line, I know that Minister Buck, Minister Avante, I'm not sure if it's Renfro is the last name. Overseer, you can help me out with this. I know we had
was it
Kaita? Say that again.
Kika.
But Kika's not going back through. Is Kika an emerging?
No, but she's an accountability partner that went last year, and now she's a partner this year.
So, right, you can share, you know, if she would like. So if there's anybody on the call who would like to share, we got 7 minutes and counting. Anybody who would like to share tonight, if not, certainly you're going to be asked in the future to share. And the four that are the emerging will be asked to do a written assignment, and you'll get the particulars around accountability for that. But if there is anyone on the line who would like to share tonight, any kind of reflections about the process?
Excuse me. This is Elder Brittany. If I can just make this quick. My partner actually decided not to go forward. In the process this year, I wasn't personally discouraged, but, you know, it was a lot of outside influence pushing her to move forward. And my advice to her was just to be in a place, you know, a place of readiness between her and God. I'm a firm believer that if you are not wholeheartedly submitted to this process, you won't get out of it what you're supposed to get out of it. You won't, you know, submit fully and allow God to do whatever it is he wants to do in this process. If this is not something that it is you are wanting to do, it, you know, it's something somebody else is pushing. So I just encouraged her, you know, when the opportunity comes around next year, to not drag her feet if this is something she's committed to doing, doing it with a willing heart.
Yeah, certainly appreciate
Amen.
That. You're absolutely correct, you know, with that sentiment. You have to submit to it. Otherwise, it seems like you're just doing things that you already know or things that don't seem to be that pivotal in your ministry career, you know, and it is going through the process a lot of times where the breakthrough happens. Yeah. Yeah, not that everything is so incredibly challenging. It's just, are you willing to be transparent and genuine in the process? So you are correct. I think that would be that's great counsel for the partner who is just no longer in the process, but I hope she heard your words and took them to heart, she or he. I'm assuming she took them and heard them took them to heart. Is there anyone else who would like to share? I won't press it, but know that you will be called on probably next week. It's 5 minutes left. If not, I'll turn it back over to Overseer mm-hmm. for the last 5 minutes.
Well, this is Elder Kamisha, and I have a great accountability partner on both ears, and the person that I'm accountable to has been refreshing. I just want to encourage those that are going through the process, as you stated before. the more transparent you are, the more open you are to this process, I believe the more and the better you'll be able to see what God is wanting to do in, through, and around your life. When I started out, this was something very new to me. I did not know what to expect, but having gone through this process before and having someone not only that was open, but that was willing to walk through this process with me with their own transparency was greatly beneficial to me. And so that is an area of myself that I've opened up also to the person that I am accountable for, and those one-on-one conversations and beyond the getting to know and getting to a space where you can walk through this together and understanding that you are not in this alone has become not only important but very pivotal at this time.
Great. Thank you for sharing. Definitely appreciate that.
Amen.
You know, glad to hear that it is being beneficial to you and hopefully on both sides. Overseer, it's 7:57. I certainly wouldn't try to limit somebody to 2 minutes. So for you guys that are out there on the line, please, please, please get those evaluations in, and there will be a written assignment that will be forwarded out through Elder Sharita sometime in the next week to 10 days as we move forward in the process. And for the other two emerging, ask you to share maybe next week if we have an opportunity. And time permits.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I would also like to encourage our candidates, if you have not in the last month, because now we're in May, but if you have not spoken with your accountability partner, we need to know. So shoot me an email, send me a text, let me know if you have not connected with your accountability partner. We won't know unless you share it with us. So we're asking that you do that. Anything else from any of the other committee members? No? Oh, okay. All right. All right. Any other questions from the candidate or the accountability partners? One thing I would like to share with the candidates and the accountability partners, the better your accountability partner knows you and knows about you and you have interacted with them, the better questions that they will be turning in for your examination. And so it's a two-way street. They're not to tell you what the questions are that they're going to submit. The questions, you should not have prior knowledge of them. But just because of the relationship that is established between this partnering, we felt that they were better able to come up with questions that would address your needs. Okay. All right. Yes, accountability partners need to be in there. All of you are your licensed or ordained leaders, you should be in your civic attire. Absolutely. That's in your black cassock. And now if you're an accountability partner and you're a candidate, then you wouldn't put your cassock on. But if you're just, you are an accountability partner, yes, you will procession in with the clergy in your cassock with your tippet, your cincture, your collar, and any other items that are unique to your office. Absolutely good questions. All right. So if there be no other questions, invitation, the verbiage for invitation will be sent out to you so that you can get an idea of what you are sharing with your visitors and your family. We encourage them to come to the conference because there's a lot going on. And on that day, on that Saturday, there will be a lot of breaks and opportunity that you will have. And if you have a room, then it would be a lot more convenient for you. However, for visiting clergy, there will be areas where they can prepare for visiting clergy. There will be areas where they can go to prepare. So, we will ask someone on the line to close us out. Again, we look to male leadership to do this. Soon. Everybody
well, amen.
Amen.
Well, who's going? All right. Well, let us all hearts and minds are clear. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for every opportunity, oh God, to serve you. God, we thank you for what you're doing in each and every candidates and accountabilities and leadership lives even now. God, we just thank you, and we know that you are great. God, we thank you that you are our shepherd, that we don't lack anything, oh God. Thank you for being a wonderful provider, oh God. Thank you for being so attentive, oh God, to our processes and to our needs, oh God, whether it's in our spirit, soul, and body. Oh God, as the candidates continue to prepare on their journey, oh God, we thank you for the fresh revelation that they'll begin to see who they are, our Heavenly Father. I pray, oh God, that as you change their name, our Heavenly Father, they'll see the transition from who they were to who they are, who you have called them to be. For those who are traveling and working, oh God, continue to protect them. Put a hedge of protection around them, oh God. Give them safe travels. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything intact in their home, our Heavenly Father. We thank you, oh God, for the realness, oh God, of what ministry looks like from every angle, oh God. And we embrace it, oh God, lovingly, oh God. We embrace it, oh God, in its fullness. We embrace it, oh Heavenly Father, without any judgments added to it. And so, God, we love you, we thank you, and we bless you. Bless the visionary over this whole AEN. And we thank you and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Be blessed. And good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.